As always, we are going to wrap up the week. With some awesome sound effects and another round of everyone's favorite game, Thing Not a Thing, where we take a look at things that are ticking people off on social media, of which there are many as always, and we ask, is it really a thing or is it not really a thing?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite times of the week now.
It really is. Yeah. Thing Not a Thing. Is
okay.
that a thing?
Now it's a thing, No, not that it should be ticking people off on social media, but this is really turning into a thing,
I
think.
Thing Not a Thing is a thing.
This is like half of the Cat in the Hat.
it's the first draft that
it's
got
the first
thrown
draft,
away.
Yeah, Thing Not a Thing. And it's like, so Theodore, why don't you just make them two things? Like, oh, that's so much better.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thing One and Thing Two. Yeah, somebody write that down.
Write that down. Write that down. In only 10 words, though.
Wow,
but make it a whole
page. Just went right off the rails right there.
Yeah.
That was easy.
Cool. So thing number one, or not a thing number one, Donald Trump announces, was it today he signed this executive order or was it yesterday, that he is no longer going to make subsidy payments on the Affordable Care Act. Thing not a thing.
He didn't sign anything as far
as I know.
They
reminded him on his way out the door and he came back and signed it.
Well, no, but I don't think this was in the executive order. I think it was announced through HHS, actually, after the executive order was signed, which was the executive order was about allowing. I could be wrong about this, but the executive order.
I'm sure I wouldn't expect the Trump administration to follow procedures.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm saying this.
Yeah.
The executive order was reported at the time that it was mainly about allowing people to buy junk policies across state lines, and about allowing associations to purchase insurance, which, by the way, they can already do and have been for many, many years. What I understand is that it was my experience with this is that it was announced late last night that he was planning to not make the October 20th payment of the subsidies, which the administration has been making on a month-to-month basis all year. There's actually a court case about this, and it's under appeal. And the decision in the case, which was in favor of John Boehner and the House of Representatives at the time, that finding was that these particular payments were not provided for in the law and that the Congress should be appropriating this money, and they have not been. Mm. And so there is kind of an argument that the administration just kind of doing it on the president's signature is not the right way to do it.
That's a fair argument.
It's a fair argument.
Definitely.
So you talk about this all the time, I know he tweeted that, I know he said that, but what did he actually do?
Yes.
And what he actually did yesterday was say that he's not going to make the payment. We haven't reached the deadline for the payment where the payment wasn't made.
Right.
It's important to point out.
Yes.
He also said in the same breath, practically, that the Democrats should really come to him and make a deal with him to straighten this out.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this is basically a guy waving a loaded gun around saying it'd be a shame if somebody got shot.
Yeah.
And inviting somebody to come and disarm him.
Yeah.
And I think this is a perfectly monstrous
way. Also DACA, right?
Thing. So throw it on the pile. But I really think it's a device that he's using as a threat. It's not a thing that's actually happened yet. But
you think he might go back on it?
Well, he can just turn right around. Donald Trump reversing himself?
I know, right?
I can't believe you'd suggest that. I think he is just desperate for a deal. He wants to make a deal so bad.
He does want to win.
He doesn't care
is. I do think that is a very important thing to keep in mind about Donald Trump. And I've realized this a while ago, and I have not been surprised by a thing he's done ever since.
Right.
When there's a few issues that he does care about. And they all involve people of color. Let's just be honest about that. DACA, immigration, policing, the Muslim ban or whatever it is you want to call it, and several others. For other issues that he clearly doesn't care about, he just wants to win. He wants to be able to say that won, and he's not. And on healthcare, it's certainly been the case. He's gone back and forth, this policy, that.
I mean, he really is like water finding a level. He's just going to go... Going to go where it is.
So you're saying not as much of a thing
I'm
as
I'm saying
people?
It's not a thing, not
interesting.
Yet. He's threatening to make it a thing, but it's not yet. I mean, also, incidentally, important to point out, the people who are going to be shafted by that are completely his base. And it's really, really, really hard to see where the political sense is in that.
Yeah.
I just don't see it.
Number two, the Iran deal potentially not being recertified, thing not a thing.
I think that's a trick.
Okay.
I think that's
not a thing.
I think that's also not a thing, because really what he's doing is he's supposedly decertifying it, but we're still in the deal, and Congress has 6 months to do X, Y, or Z.
Yeah.
And, you know, figure this out. I think that he's... stated some new sanctions, but, you know, I want to see a lot more educated reporting about what actually happened today.
Yeah.
Because I'm just really wondering. First of all, it's a multilateral deal. He doesn't blow up the whole deal.
Right. It is really interesting, because both in that, also with the ACA and also with the DACA, DACA, he's, I mean, this is very much, I mean, this is art of the deal stuff, right? This is Donald Trump taking a really hard line stance and issuing ultimatums to, in this case, Congress. You've got X amount of time to do something, and if you don't, this disaster is going to happen, and try to force their hand, which is exactly the opposite of the Obama approach of Congress do something, Congress do something, Congress do... fine, I'll just do it myself.
I'll sign this to the extent that my executive authority allows.
Which also is not a great strategy, but when Congress is doing nothing and you got to do something, I guess. But
I mean, I have to tell you, I do like pressure being brought to Congress to get off their rumps
and do
some
things. I will be interested to see 6 months from now if Congress has actually done anything on any of those three issues. I'm not in any way holding my breath.
I think that the Alexander Murray effort may bring fruit on the ACA, because, you know, it's just so important to stabilize these markets and get this reinsurance going. And get it and stabilize the markets in terms of the risk that the insurance companies are taking on and carrying along.
Yeah. But I mean, hey, if he issues the ultimatum and Congress actually does something that isn't horrible, then props to Donald Trump if it ends up working.
Let's go back through the archives and see if it isn't true that I said to you it's ironic, but Donald Trump might be the one guy who could actually bring us much closer to a very stabilized and affordable insurance market, because he'll go where the deal is, not where Republican doctrine is.
Yeah. So. And the other thing, too, and we were saying this, we might have been saying this last year, was obviously Congress, D.C. politics has been stuck in a rut, stuck in a rock, polarization, inaction,
it's
gridlock.
Very broken.
It needed something to jar it out of the rut. Donald Trump getting elected is something that is capable of jarring it out of the rut. It still remains to be seen whether that actually
will
deeper into the rut, which is equally possible.
It is a giant disruption. I really think that the giant disruption is justified, honestly, you know?
All right. Point number three. I'm quoting you on this one. Do you want to go ahead on this one?
Knucklehead. I'm going to mispronounce the name of the candidate unless you correct me.
Hanbin Gu.
Hanbin Gu. Some knucklehead has a problem with Han Bingu running for town council because she wasn't born in the U.S.
This was the story that was first on Facebook.
Right.
Harold Sun reported on it first. We had another.
Right, and there was a lot of back and forth on Facebook about.
And Ashley Campbell is one of the moderators for Orange County Local. We had her on the air on Tuesday because she comes in every 2 weeks anyway, and we talked about it at great length. I'm going to say not a thing on this because if you go back and you look at the thread's been deleted, but you go back and we're not 100% sure who deleted it. We think the original poster deleted the thread. Uh-huh. Either that or a moderator, but none of the moderators are saying that they did, and ordinarily they would say whether they did. So probably the original poster, but we're not sure. Deleted the thread, but go back and look. If you went back and looked at the initial thread, it was this person saying, "Oh, I don't think she should be running for office because she's not a real American." The reaction was pretty universally anti that statement. And I mean,
there was a little back and forth on the Hillsborough Progressives site as well about whether or not this individual, the candidate, whether or not she's an immigrant because now she's a naturalized citizen.
Right,
I said, well, you know, actually,
still counts.
The actual fact is that only immigrants can be naturalized citizens.
Yeah.
And you can be both. You don't stop being an immigrant because you're a naturalized citizen.
But I'm going to say not a thing on this because if one person wants to say something stupid,
raise your hand and let us straighten you out. That's a good thing.
The important thing is we, as a community, have the right values.
One person can say something and other people straighten that person out. And I think all that's fine.
Yeah.
I put that over here on the shelf. The part of it that's kind of amusing to me, I guess is the easy way to put it, is the very idea that there would be a natural born citizen requirement to be on the Chapel Hill town council.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so we should live here in this town where we have a world-class university and people here from all over the world teaching in that university and working at that university, but somehow they should not be represented by a member of the town council.
Yeah.
That's a giggle to me.
Okay. Not a thing.
It's totally not a thing.
Not a thing all the way down.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're 0 for 3. We're usually like 2 for 3 or 3 for 3. Apparently not.
Okay. There's just no things around at all.
We got to wrap up. Gene, who's on the water cooler this
weekend?
Who's
on the water cooler? Well, this is kind of a funny thing, which could be a thing. Quentin Harper is on the water cooler this weekend, and as you know, his nickname is Q. And I was thinking if I had you both on the water cooler, that would be Q&A.
Hey, there you go.
So
I like that. Well, next time you have Quentin on, or next time you have me on, invite the other one, and we'll do Q&A.
I
like that.
Definitely do that.
Quentin Harper, who is receiving an award from the ACLU this weekend.
Is he really?
I think so.
I'm not aware of this.
Unless I'm getting the name wrong, yeah. I believe so.
Well, I'm not surprised.
There's a few local people. The ACLU is doing the ceremony this weekend. The Center for Civil Rights is getting an award. James Williams is getting an award. I think Quentin Harper's getting one too.
I think you're right now that you're saying that. Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, he's a wonderful community organizer. I've had him on a few times, as you know, and I want everybody to remember that he was on CHL, you know, that we knew him when, because let me tell you, he's going to be a star. I really believe it politically, yeah.
Gene Boldick, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.